Today marks the 45th annual observance of Earth Day. We've been featuring stories about the environment and sustainability all this week. And tonight, Milwaukee Public Television will tap into that theme with the airing of a documentary by Milwaukee historian John Goerda. Goerda first collaborated with Claudia Luz 9 years ago on the landmark documentary, The Making of Milwaukee.
Their new project is a one-hour piece called A City Built on Water. It was inspired by a series of lectures Goerda gave a couple of years ago. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz sat down with Goerda after a more recent lecture he gave in Wauwatosa.
I went out to 11 different venues around the watershed, and we had about 1,000 people, and the next obvious step was to do TV. So, you know, we got funding from, I think, about 7 funders, and went and turned what was basically a one-hour lecture kind of little free form into a very tightly structured one-hour documentary.
Tell me about the production. What went into that?
It was gathering photographs from the public library, county historical society, state historical society, kind of all the repositories we have such a wealth of in this part of the world, and telling the story of water from as many dimensions as it exists. And that goes back to the beginning. You know, Milwaukee's built on water as a port. That's why we're here, the best natural harbor on the lake. We had water power with the Milwaukee and especially Menominee rivers. So that drove the wheels of industry. And then it provided later on cooling for engines, water for beer, processed water for leather making. And my favorite part of the show is the Milwaukee River. From the North Avenue Dam all the way to Capitol Drive was just lined with canoe clubs, swimming schools, beer gardens, amusement parks. And back in the days of one-day weekends, all we had off, all our ancestors had off, was Sunday. It was kind of an in-town up north. So you'd have thousands of people, you know, along that river. The real find, the MPS Recreation Division had preserved footage of an ice carnival held back in 1917. And so we've got footage of everything from chair races, kick sled races, ski jumping. There was a ski jump in Gordon Park. Ice tennis played on skates. And the most fun thing is the makers called an ice bike. Instead of a tire on the front, they put a skate blade. So they had kind of notched tooth tires or tooth wheels in back, tooth rims. That was your traction, and you could kind of glide around the river. So they had these icicle races. Instead of bicycles, we had icicles. So it's a lot of fun. But then it kind of, the tone gets serious in terms of how we not just used but abused the water resource. And talking about dumping garbage into Lake Michigan, obviously making the river sing a dirty song was kind of the term we ended up using.
That's a term you came up with?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the Milwaukee River was in such bad shape that back in the 1920s, there was a serious proposal to deck it and turn it to a grand boulevard. A box sewer is what it would have been. So it was just horrendously, not just overlooked and neglected, but abused. And then we kind of end saying the transformation is possible. And from the time we have the Clean Water Act back in 1972, people are now paying more attention to water quality. And everything from the deep tunnel to the Riverwalk, condos along Commerce Street, the Greenway, the environmental corridor north of the old North Avenue Dam, to the lakefront itself, kind of being developed into a cultural theme park, basically, whose theme is water. There are hopeful signs. So we end in, I think, kind of a mood of cautious optimism. The recovery is underway, but the danger of relapse is ever present.
So really, this is your baby. I mean, you gathered all of the historical photographs and wrote it, and
it's not just my baby. It's the production team at Wisconsin Eye, the sound team at Milwaukee Public TV, who's airing the premiere. But Claudia and I have been the principals. The way this has always worked is I'm kind of front-loaded and she's back-loaded. You know, I kind of do the writing, not all the image research, and kind of provide the framework, kind of the bones, and Claudia makes it live and breathe. So those two sides are kind of how we complement each other.
So thinking back to that first talk that you gave, from which this evolved, how do you see its evolution?
The content hasn't changed that much. It's evolved some. The world has changed. You know, in the last several years, we didn't have quagga mussels when I first began to give that talk, and now they carpet the floor of Lake Michigan. So the content, the story is pretty much the same, but the visuals, when it was just a PowerPoint, it's pretty much a one projector slideshow, and now it is just, there are layers and layers and layers of sound effects, of music, motion pictures, still photographs. So it's a lot richer, much more textured.
So what's the significance for you to have it air on Earth Day?
I think Earth Day is, we need to do more. It's important because a lot of Earth Day activities tend to be sort of cleanup, you know, get out there, plant, dig, remove. And it also has always had, since 1970, an educational component as well. So what we're trying to do with City Built on Water is to share the story of water with as wide as possible an audience in southeastern Wisconsin. So it's part of that larger mission that Earth Day has always had.
Historian John Goerde speaking with Susan Bentz about the documentary A City Built on Water. It airs this evening on Milwaukee Public Television.